How much should an oil change cost? $172? Learn the answer to this question in this episode of The Catholic Money Show. One thing about The Catholic Money Show you may not know is that we have a voicemail number. You can call in and leave us a message with your questions, your ideas for podcast episodes, whatever you like, and we might just answer that question in a future episode. And today is one of those episodes. We had a listener call in and leave a message about car costs, and we're going to answer these questions in today's episode. So without any further ado, let's roll the tape.
Hi, guys. Huge fan of the show. You guys are incredible and have helped myself and my husband a lot with our finances. However, a big blow to our budget this month was I needed to get an oil change. And after doing so, my husband looked at the budget and realized that they probably overcharged me a little bit. But I have no idea because I don't know anything about cars. So I would really love to learn more about, what are the best ways to go about maintaining your vehicle in a way that helps with its longevity, but also to make sure that you're not getting overcharged or scammed by car care professionals, because apparently an oil change and a filter change should not cost $172, but I didn't know that. So I would love to learn more. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and asking a question. All right. Well, I think your husband is right in that your oil change should not have cost $172. Now, you asked a question about, you know, maintenance and keeping costs down and all that. Now, I want to focus on the oil change here in this episode to kind of just keep things focused in. But there is more information about this inside Catholic Money Academy. In fact, Amanda's dad has been a mechanic for, I think it's been 40 years or something. So he does the work on our cars. He does all this. And we interviewed him a little while ago and asked him questions about the car. How do you do this? What should you do here? Is this really necessary? What shouldn't I never forget to do? All this. And so there's an interview with him. You can listen to that interview inside Catholic Money Academy. It'll be inside the members hub and then in probably Money Saving Minutes is my guess. Maybe it's in Expert Interviews, actually. Yeah, I think it's in Expert Interviews. So anyway, if you haven't joined Catholic Money Academy yet and you're listening to this, well, what are you doing? There's a link in the notes. And go start a free 14-day trial. It's at walletwin.com/start-my-trial. All one word, no dashes, nothing fancy. walletwin.com/start-my-trial. But let's get into the oil change here. The $172 oil change. That's crazy. That's too much. It reminds me when I was a young lad, I took my car to Sears to get, I don't even know what it was, the tires? I don't think it was an oil change. It was something minor. And it was something to do with the tires, I believe. So it must have been tires. And they charged me for replacement lug nuts. You know, like the nuts that hold the wheels on the car, the tires on the car. I don't know if you ever need to replace those, but I didn't know anything. And I trusted that if these car guys think they need to be replaced, well, they must know. So I'll get them replaced. Well, they know that I don't know anything. And then they can charge me for that and make more money. And who even knows if they actually replace them? I didn't get the old ones back. So I think about that. That brought that bad old memory to mind. It happens to all of us, unfortunately. Most of us may be getting ripped off with things we don't know about. And boy, a lot of us don't really know much about cars. So when it comes to the oil change, let's think about that one and get that price down from 172. Now, a typical oil change at a place, depending on this, it does depend. It depends on the car you own, the size of the engine, the type of oil it needs, the age. Sometimes as a car is getting older, it needs a little bit nicer oil to keep things happy in there. A high mileage oil. So yeah, it varies, but it shouldn't vary all the way up to 172. So when an oil change happens, and I don't mean to insult you listening to this, but I'll just describe what goes on with an oil change, right? So your engine holds, you know, somewhere around a gallon of oil, maybe a little bit more, in it at all the time. It helps everything just move slowly or smoothly and not seize up, all that stuff. Over time, as you're exploding gas in the engine and all this stuff, you create debris or soot or whatever. And so the oil ends up getting dirty. When you pour in fresh oil, it is like a goldenish color. And when you drain it out, it's dark black and gross looking because it's so dirty. It's picked up a bunch of dirt from being in the engine. And that's good because you can drain out all that dirt instead of having it be in the engine forever. So anyway, when you change the oil, you open up this little, essentially this plug in part of the engine, and the oil drains out. And then you plug up the hole again, of course, and you pour more oil in. Now, there's another thing that happens. It's not quite that simple. There's the oil filter. Because it is so dirty, we do need to filter out at least the worst bits of it. So there's an oil filter which gets swapped out, or should get swapped out every time there's an oil change. That just screws off. You screw the new one on. There you go. Now, some of the ways you can get ripped off when you're getting an oil change, there's kind of two ways. And again, not every mechanic is out there to get you and steal your money, though there may be some who are. So the first tip, really, I'll get to the tip. There are two different ways you can get ripped off when we're talking about an oil change. Is one, selling you stuff they don't do. So a better type of oil, and then they use the cheap stuff. A supposedly better oil filter, and they use a cheap one. Or maybe they don't change the filter at all. And then I was looking at some things online. Some places got caught not even changing the oil at all. So that's kind of crazy. So there's the charging you for things they don't do. Then there's the charging you for extra stuff. That would be, oh, well, we topped off your brake fluid. Your washer fluid's low. We swapped out a light bulb. You got a light bulb or a headlight that needs changed. All this stuff. So selling you on extra services. And then sometimes those extra services maybe aren't completed, charge you again for something they don't do, or they do them, but you don't really need them. This would be my supposedly new set of lug nuts on the car. I didn't need new ones. I can almost guarantee that. One way I can, if I think back on it now, you know, they were holding the car on, the wheels on just fine before I got there. So if anything happened to them and they did need to be replaced, they should have bought them because they were the ones that screwed them up. But anyway. Oh, you need new brake pads. You need new brake fluid. You need this. You windshield wipers, turn signals, all this stuff. Sometimes you will need them, right? If you're not paying attention to your car, maybe, you know, you do have a light bulb that's gone out. Maybe your brakes do need replaced. You should know the state of your car. And that is, here we go. There is one of the tips. You should know what your car's looking at as it comes to wearing things out. You should know, oh yeah, the brakes are kind of low. It's been a little while. since I've had those brakes done. There's sometimes they squeal. That means you definitely need to change them now. I think I do need those. You know, if you can do a quick visual inspection on them too, it's not too hard to see that if you get in there a little bit. No. Oh yeah. This is where this fluid's at. This is where that is. Please don't pay anybody to fill up your washer fluid. That's the easiest thing you can do on a car. You lift the hood, you flip the thing up, blop, 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 blop. There you go. So definitely don't pay for that. They might throw it in for free. That's fine. But yeah, so know that. Another tip, go to a mechanic you trust. One you know is a good person who isn't going to try to rip you off. Who, if they suggest any additional service, it's because your car actually needs it. And if they do, no matter who this is, don't be afraid to say, right now, just the oil change. I'm not prepared to make that repair or that replacement or whatever it is. So maybe I'll come back in a week or a month when I've maybe got the money saved up. I've got the time set aside, whatever it is. But right now, just the oil change. So you want to find, that's two tips in one. So the original tip there is somebody you trust. So if they do say you need a couple extra things, all right, well, they are the trusted expert. And you take them at their word and you believe them when they say you might need something extra. And then it's up to you if you want to do that right then and there, if you want to get a second opinion, if you want to try doing it yourself. On top of that, the other tip that was in there is just get ready to say, no, thank you, just the oil change today. Unless something catastrophic is about to happen, and I think you would know if your brakes were so bad they're about to go out, if your tires are so bald they're about to pop, you would know these kind of things. So your life probably isn't going to be in danger if you don't do the service immediately. No thanks, just the oil change today. You might have to say it a few times. No thanks, just the oil change today. There you might try to upsell you on different types of oil. Again, this is where it helps to just do a quick little Google search before you get in. What type of oil do I need for my 2014 Honda Odyssey? Or check the owner's manual that came with the car. That should tell you if you should use conventional or synthetic oil. It'll tell you the viscosity rating and all that stuff. So you can walk in there and you know, all right, I need 0W20. I need about 4.5 liters or so of it. And it should be synthetic. Looks like that's going to cost me this or that. So you should know some of that going in. So you don't get, you know, you probably don't need the absolute cheapest thing. You certainly don't need the most expensive thing. So just know what you need and get what you need. That's really going to help you. Knowledge is here, right? But this feeling of getting ripped off or actually getting ripped off is because of an unbalance in knowledge. So if you have a little bit of knowledge, it can help you feel better about what's being suggested to you. And, this guy kind of knows what he's talking about. All right, I won't try to get him with the lug nuts this time. So it can help you kind of defensively as well. Also, always ask how much it's going to cost before it happens. Hey, how much? I'm looking for an oil change. How much is that going to cost? This is the car I got. They should be able to tell you that over the phone. So call a couple places and see what's up. You could ask your friends, where do they take their cars? Is there a place they avoid because they had a $172 oil change one time? So get some information. Maybe they know somebody who's really good or is not going to try to rip you off. Another tip is, here's a tip. You could consider changing your own oil. Now, depending on the oil you use, the type of car you have, all this stuff, it's going to be easier or harder to do. It's going to be a bit of a savings. It could be a savings. It could be a little bit of a savings. The first couple times, it might be a little more expensive because you got to buy some of the stuff. But then over time, you're going to save money. And also, you can save time because you think, all right, well, I'm going to go change the oil instead of I got to make the appointment. I got to drive over there. I got to wait around while it's happening. I got to wait for them to get to the car. I got to wait for them to do it. Then I got to drive home. This time, you pick up the stuff whenever you're at the store next, and then you just go do it. There's no driving there and back. There's no waiting your turn. You just do it. And it doesn't take too long. You're going to need, obviously, the oil and the oil filter. You're going to need a pan, an oil pan, a draining pan for the oil to drain into. You're going to need, whether that's that pan, it's a 2-in-1, or you have to transfer that into something to then take it to an auto place to get recycled. Most places are going to take it for free. If they don't, find one that does. Most of the big, you know, auto parts stores, I think even Walmart, will probably take your oil for free. Then you're going to need, you know, you might need a special, you might need a wrench or two for the oil pan plug, for the oil filter to get that off and on. You're just going to need a little bit of know-how. So if you know somebody who does their own oil, just ask them to help you one time, and then you'll know how to do it. And then you can decide if that's something, or have them maybe teach you how to do it with their stuff, and then you can say, okay, this is something I want to do. Now I'll buy the stuff. Maybe you might need ramps to be able to get under the car comfortably and all that. Maybe you don't. It'll depend on the type of car you have and all that. But that could be another way to save money. Now, if you don't want to do the oil change yourself, the other way to save money is maybe you could do some of the things that they suggest or bringing up to you, or some of the things that they've caught. You can do those yourself. Replacing a headlight, easy. Replacing like any of the light bulbs, easy. And especially now, golly, with everything switching over to LEDs and all that, they're probably never going to burn out. So maybe that's a bit of advice that's only around for so much longer, depending on your car. But replacing light bulbs and stuff, easy. Your car isn't as mysterious as you might think it is. I've found this to be true with RVs, with houses, and with cars, with most things. They're not as mysterious and weird and unknowable as they may feel at the beginning. I had no idea what to do. I was scared to do anything when we first got the RV, to change this, to rip out that, to add. After I did a little bit, it doesn't matter, man. It's just you do whatever you want, right? With the house, I thought, oh, there's a house, who knows how? Then I actually did a thing or two to the house. Oh, it's just some wood and some insulation and some screws and some wires. Like, there's nothing too crazy here. You just kind of have to understand it a little bit. Same thing with your car. Now there's some, and more these days, more electrical components and computers running things and all that. But some, like, the real mechanical stuff is still there and still pretty simple. I had a brake in an older car I had. The brake light wasn't going on. I was trying to figure that out. You know what? I guessed maybe it's the switch, because the brakes were working, all that stuff. The lights were working, you know, they were on when the car was running. They just didn't light up more when the brake was on. So I thought, well, maybe there's a little switch that's on the brake pedal that says, hey, I'm getting pressed. I thought I'd give it a shot. I got a new one at the auto parts place. It was, I don't know, like $12 or something. It was an easy swap out, and it worked. And who knows what that would have cost me at the place. So all these little, if there's something you can do, do it. Don't pay anybody to change your windshield wipers. You can definitely do that one. It's super easy. Even a battery. I mean, if you go to an auto parts, like Advanced Auto Parts or AutoZone, those kind of places, they'll install it for you right there in the parking lot. So no need to even go anywhere for that. So there's things that you can do yourself that aren't so crazy. So when they bring it up, you go, well, today, just the oil change. And then you look into it. One, you understand what's needed, if you can do it. Two, you're going to look at the thing, see if it actually does need to be replaced. And then you can make your decision. If you want to bring it back in, you want to take it somewhere else to get that thing done, or if you want to do it yourself, or you know what, doesn't really need to be done. So those are some of the many ways that you can save when it comes time to your car. Do some of the work yourself. Get multiple opinions. Know how much it's going to cost before you go in, before they start anything. You're only going to do what I'm telling you to do. I'm only here for the oil change today. So there's no surprises. If anything else is needed, well, let's just do the oil change. Write it down. Talk to me when I come back. But we're going to do the oil change and get it done. I'd say, you know, I've read some things online. You know, it's like, write a little mark on your oil filter so you know if they changed it or not. Ask for the old ones when there's parts or whatever. You could do that. Now, if you mistrust a place so much that you need to mark your oil filter before you go in there to see if they actually changed it, maybe you should go somewhere else. If you don't trust them already, maybe go somewhere you could trust them. Now, I did just a hair of research. I called a Walmart because they're everywhere. They said an oil change is typically anywhere between $35 and $55. That's the oil, the filter, changing it out, getting rid of the old oil, all that stuff. There's maybe some sales tax, but that's it. So it shouldn't be $172. If you got that bill, you look at your bill from the car place, it should be itemized. It should say we replaced this and that and this thing and that thing. There's the parts price. There's the labor cost, all of that. See what the heck they did to the $172 oil change. I don't know if you could go back and argue it with them or anything, because what are you going to, at best, you're going to get what, like maybe some money back, or maybe like a coupon to come back and get more stuff done there from the people who ripped you off. Anyway, anytime you take a car in, they're going to give you the report or the itemized bill. You can see what's going on there. So please, everybody, take these tips, and you should have very affordable car maintenance prices for you. So also, one last tip, bonus tip, utilize piggy banking. Save up for these costs over time. So they don't are big surprises. The things that you are always going to need to do to your car, the tires are going to wear out, the brakes are going to wear out, the oil is going to need to be changed, and the windshield wipers are going to need to be changed. Some of the other stuff, that's going to come up. That's going to be regular maintenance. You can see some of that stuff in your owner's manual. But those are the consumables in some ways of the car. So save up for those bit by bit, then they won't be so surprising, especially those tires, because those can be pricey. All right, everybody, if you've got a question you want answered, well, just use the link in the show notes, leave us a message, and you might be hearing your answer on the next episode of the Catholic Money Show. If you want more car advice, well, join Catholic Money Academy. Start your free trial today at walletwin.com/start-my-trial and get your free 14-day trial going on right now. Thank you for joining us. Share this episode with a friend. And until next time, God bless, and I'll see you around. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallowin program at wallowin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.